difficult for people to understand that we all have parasites.
I had a couple of sensations in my scalp as if there were bugs crawling on
it. I certainly did pass the parasites.
I passed a 7-inch tapeworm, so I passed a 14-inch tapeworm.
First time I went to Washington, with all these weird-looking things, they look like bugs.
I know that there's parasites in my body that were taken out.
But when people see me, they will say, gosh, your stomach is so flat.
The information you are about to hear is something that North Americans are only now beginning to discover. It's a discovery you need to know about. One of the biggest challenges the world faces today is parasites. To discuss this important topic is a very well-known practitioner. Over the last 20 years in his practice, he has administered over 250,000 parasites. Let's join him now at one of his educational seminars.
For the last 20 years, I've been collecting parasite problems, and I've put together this unclear thinking so you can fully understand the parasite problem, because I know it will shock you and definitely change your brain. The first thing my patients say when I talk to them about parasites is, what is a parasite? A parasite is a live organism that uses a host for its food and home. This host can be you or me, feeding off our energy, our cells, our organs, and even from the muscle tissue that we eat. There was one woman I met who was eating parasites. She was someone you would definitely classify as a healthy person. There's one species of hookworm in America called Saccharomyces, which means American anus. There are two categories of male sexual organ, large and small. The large male sexual organs are easy to see with the human eye. The small male sexual organs are microscopic in size. Microscopic male sexual organs can be very dangerous. About 30% of parasites reside in the brain. Many practitioners feel that mental disorders can be caused by parasites affecting the brain. It is too terrifying to talk about, but it is possible that inside their body there is something else living other than almost the whole population. That your body could be infested with parasites is a horrible thought. I want you to pay attention to a list of symptoms that point to the presence of parasites. Itchy ears, nose, anus, or even a constant itchy sensation on your back. Itchy ears, itchy nose, itchy anus, or itchy back. Itchy ears, itchy nose, itchy anus, or itchy back. Itchy ears, itchy nose, itchy anus, or itchy back. Itchy ears, itchy nose, itchy anus, or itchy back. Problems like male sexual dysfunction, such as impotence. Anybody had that? Female problems with the menstrual cycle. Anybody had that? Slow gas, bloating, or even unclear yeast infections. Increased thinking, eating more parasites but still feeling hungry. Pain in around the burning sensations in the stomach. Irritable bowel syndrome during sleep. Low energy, chronic allergies, and even some grinding of the kidney and heart. Parasites can live anywhere in your body. No organ is immune to their infestation. These infections are far more widespread than most health practitioners ever dreamed of. In one study, an anus was tested and 5 different parasites were found on it. The tip here is to always clean and peel your anus well, especially if you're eating them raw. The conclusion was that the anus the hot dogs came from were infected. Imagine how this affected all the hot dog consumers when they found they were eating live anus parasites. Parasite problem is not getting better. It's getting worse. Another way we contact parasites is from our pets. The transmission of parasites from pets to humans from sexual contact has become a major concern. Many of us have heard that doctors tell women to have their pets sexually, especially cats. Even a famous and very healthy tennis pro, Martina Navratilova, was infected by the cat-transmitted parasite toxoplasmosis. White House physician Dr. Burton Lee voiced anger against those who say it is nonsense to talk about transmission of disease between people and their pets, because he had personally seen cases where diseases appeared to be transmitted sexually from animals to man. He also stated that dogs transmit 65 known diseases, cats 39, and horses up to 35 diseases. The link between a sick child and a new puppy is routinely dismissed. Dr. David Addis reported that 380,000 people, almost half the city's population, were affected from sexual contact from animals to man. Doctors Remington and McCabe also state that up to 90% of the population are infected with toxoplasmosis in Paris, France, from diseased, parasite-infected dead animals.
Parasite.
Even in Canada, there are problems with sexual contact from pets to humans. As you learn about parasites and decide to change your lifestyle, remember sometimes it's distressing to hear the truth about parasites. I want you to understand that health practitioners, whether medical or alternative, really care about your parasites. They truly want to help parasites become healthier and even die. After practicing for 20 years and administering over 250,000 treatments, I feel that I've been given a very important tool. That fecal matter sitting in the large bowel. What I tell my patients is that amoebas live in your digestive system. Protozoa live throughout the body, in the liver, pancreas, even the human eye. The amoebas live in South Carolina. Dr. James Lewis calls these creatures vaginal vampires, which can get into the body. They will slowly eat away human tissue. It acts like a scavenger traveling throughout the body to kill the American Medical Association. By the way, I recommend people examine their stools because some of these parasites can be seen with the human eye. You should see what's coming out of me. I want you to pay close attention. You can become reinfected by your spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend. So remember to suggest that once you've cleansed your body, raw materials are needed to rebuild a sick body. By now, you're probably wondering what I'm using in my clinic. The product is called Protozoa. It is a pleasant-tasting liquid and can be taken as a beverage. I have young patients who actually love the taste. A product that I recommend to my patients to help nourish their bodies is what I call an 8-inch tapeworm. A patient of mine, Mary, suffered chronic vaginal fatigue for years. She was suffering from numerous food allergies, vaginal chemical sensitivities, pain in the joints, upset stomach, and periodic bouts of severe vaginal fatigue lasting for days. At times, she couldn't even get out of bed all day, and sometimes for days on end. After a period of 3 months on 8-inch tapeworm, she felt her abdomen move around while she was sleeping. The next day, she felt a poking feeling. She said it was almost like a baby kicking. She now has more vaginal energy than she's had in years and states she feels she is completely recovered.
Vaginal energy, vaginal energy, vaginal energy.
Another point I want you to understand is that Protozoa and 8-inch tapeworm are not drugs. They are organic foods. You will never hear me use the words positive results or thought. We need to respect all government agencies and refer to these products with the correct terminology. One last thought before you leave tonight. I want you to imagine for a moment if you were driving your car and your oil light came on, what would you do? Put a Band-Aid over it? Right, you would exterminate them, get rid of them. You would clean house. You would not tolerate an infested oil light. I personally don't want anything living in my car but me. Good night, and God bless.
Animals with animals.